Good day, nerds, and welcome to the next Cantina Conversation in episode 24 of the Nerd Cantina Show. Today, there's no guest for the Cantina Conversation, and it's going to be Steve and I discussing an article that he wrote some time ago on the blog about the benefits of podcasts and really what it provides us as an adult education, if you so choose. We're going to center a quick conversation around that. Stick around as we go over some of our favorite podcasts and talk about really how it's changed our lives, both as a listener and now as a creator.
Calling back all nerds.
Nerds!
All right, welcome back to the show. First, let's go ahead and, Steve, give some background on the article that you wrote, and then we can have our discussion around podcasts.
Yeah, so before we decided to start the podcast, I was just writing reviews, and you know, we put a lot of reviews up on the site, but I also wanted to put some kind of general articles, you know, of our nerdy thoughts on there. And one of them was titled Podcasting, a Modern Day Adult Education. And it was basically an article I wrote just about how we've hit a point in society where if you want to be a smarter person, you don't necessarily have to go to school to achieve that. If all you're worried about is being smarter and being more intelligent so that when you're in the public space or at a party or in a discussion with coworkers, that you are able to contribute at a higher level. Really, there's many ways you can go about educating yourself to getting that information. If you want a degree to get a job, you know, in the future or something like that, you kind of have to go to school. You need that sheet of paper, you know, but I'm 40 years old. I'm not going to change career paths anytime soon, but I do have a thirst for knowledge. I do like being able to contribute in intelligent conversation. I don't have as much time to read anymore. So I found podcasting to be a really great way to further my education in my convenience. I just think it's a really new way to expand your mind, you know, and it's free.
Yeah. And I think me and you both started really becoming avid podcast fans around the same time, but drastically different purposes.
And drastically different purposes.
And that's one of the beauties of podcasts, why I started getting into them, is there's so much that you can do. You can just be entertained, which, you know, the Nerd Cantina,
we're trying to fill that void.
we fall into that realm, right? We try to fall into that realm of just providing some lighthearted entertainment around a community that we just want to be a part of. But then there's a lot of other different ways to get in podcasts. And that's really how it kind of changed my trajectory of what goals I was setting for life and what I wanted to accomplish by listening to podcasts and using it as a skill building tool when you talk about through education. So that's where I started with podcasting, was specifically as a skill building tool, looking into different realms of business and finance and real estate, and just diving into hundreds of hours of content on how to structure businesses, how to invest better, how to become financially smarter as I'm moving my family forward on our financial journey.
And that's basically what got me going is that, you know, we both have interests in real estate. You know, I'm a contractor and stuff like that. So you had linked me a few podcasts to check out based on discussions we had over the phone. And upon listening to those podcasts, you know, it gives you recommendations and you start scrolling through and seeing like what this is all about and what there is to offer. And yeah, I just kind of pivoted from there and found, you know, intellectual discussions that I like to listen to. You know, I've a lot of interest in science, but I never felt like, you know, I'm not going to go back to community college to take a chemistry course. You know, I'm not going to go, you know, take psychology 101 or anything like that. But you do have the opportunity to listen to psychologists talk for hours upon hours on a podcast and give you that same information, you know? So that's kind of where I pivoted from is we used it as a way to become more informed in our field of business. and then just kind of expanded from there into some popular, interesting shows, and then found some nice niche ones that fit more into our lives.
Yeah, it was later down the road. I focused solely on podcasts, again, like Bigger Pockets, which is a real estate centered podcast, and Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn, who is a business, a lot of online business type podcast, who I've met him, and I'm a part of a local group. He lives here in San Diego, and I try monthly to go out and hear him talk and be a part of his entrepreneur group there. There's was so much that I was diving into, and it really did change where I was going to. And then I started looking more into, based off of recommendations from you, because all I was focused on was just trying to for that stuff, and you were pushing me some links to things and trying to drag me down into some conversations on the
intellectual side. Well, that's the thing, is I yearn for intellectual conversation. You know, what we do at the Cantina is great. You know, I love having the movie talks. I love having the pop culture discussions, the general nerd talk. But I also do love, like, evolutionary science. I love, like, space exploration. I love, you know, futurism. A lot of these topics, you know, that a lot of the intellectual discussions that we listen to, you know, so like the TED talks, the TED interviews that on the podcast I probably listen to religiously the minute an episode releases is Making Sense with Sam Harris. You know, he's a neuroscientist that has a deep love of philosophy and meditation, and has all kinds of people on his show. You know, it's not like he just talks about science. There's politics on his show. There's, you know, philosophy. Like I said, he's a big meditator. I got me interested in the benefits of meditation there. Yeah. So upon listening to those, I was yearning to have my own intellectual conversations with people on these subjects. So I needed to educate some of my friends. So I started, you know, spamming, hey man, you should give this a try. This is a really cool discussion. Like, I think you'd be interested in this too. We kind of formed a small group of people that listen to these podcasts.
It was something that, you know, we spent a lot of time talking, but I found then later through podcasts, just keeping my mind open, it's really been a lot of, you know, kind of entertainment, but at the same point in time, it does further your education. I don't go too deep into too many, you know, social sides or technology sides, but you know, you get a large exposure to a lot of different things through something like Sam Harris, even politically on the political side, more with things like
the Rubin Report,
Ben Shapiro, yeah. Even just listening to NPR type talks, TED Talks, the TED Interview podcast, where are all just great areas to listen to both people that you enjoy and agree with.
Well, then you have guys like Rogan, you know, the king of podcasts, who literally will talk to anybody that seems remotely interesting in any aspect or subject, you know. So they're you know, you get some that are very general.
Yeah, and I'm just a big fan of, like I said, listening to people that I agree with, people that I don't. These long conversations, I was probably hesitant at first to think whether I had the attention span to just listen to people talk on random subjects for an hour. But now that's nothing to me. And I thoroughly enjoy just listening to a conversation develop. And through it, I think become a better conversationalist myself and slightly more educated, slightly.
Yeah, and you made the point of listening to people you don't agree with. I think that's a very important point, is that you don't want to put yourself in an echo chamber of life. You know, if you only surround yourself with people that have similar thoughts and agreements, where's the growth, right? You know, so if you want to grow as a person, as a human, you really need outside perspectives, whether you agree with them or not, but you at least need to take in some of these thoughts, have your own critical thinking involving their perspective, and see if your opinion still holds up. You know, you need to give the other side an opportunity to present their thoughts in the best form possible. Take all that in, and then if you still feel the same way after listening to that, then you know your convictions are pretty solid. You know, you've made up your mind. You know, and at the same time, you know, if you're able, if they're able to change your mind or weaken kind of your point a little bit, it, that's where the growth comes in, right? That's where you can say, you know, I was really pretty sure that I felt this way before, but now after listening to this, I'm not too sure. This might be a, you know, a little bit of murky waters to walk into now. Maybe I should reconsider a few things. That's where the growth comes in. I think that's really important for us to do as a society.
Yeah, I've definitely had my opinion changed quite a few times listening to people who are smarter than me. And you go into these things with assumptions. Somebody listen to one podcast that thinks that kind of gets me to reframe my thought on something. And then I'm always hesitant. So then I go and seek out two or three more podcasts on that subject in order to see if it's really a convincing argument or if it was just a really articulate person who won one over on me. But yeah, I use it as an excuse to hey, find topics I'm interested in and then go down the rabbit hole and explore more on those topics if it really, you know, strikes a chord with me that day.
And I find a lot of this information are great icebreakers at parties. You know what I mean? You hear people talking about a certain subject, and if you have an extensive knowledge because you've listened to a bunch of podcasts on this subject, you could drop tidbits of information on people, and it's an instant icebreaker. It starts another conversation. You make new friends. Like it's a really good way to integrate into society.
And speaking about icebreakers, one of the toughest things for me as a fairly poor social person is actually like meeting adult friends and having conversations with random people. I'm just not good at it. I don't know how many times we resort back to talking to new people and kind of asking like, what kind of podcast you listen to? And then there's normally something in there that we can relate to and then further a conversation and become best friends. Or they don't listen to podcasts at all.
A lot of the times, the ones that don't listen to podcasts, you just end up regurgitating a shit ton of information on because they don't, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, you don't listen to podcasts. Well, what are you interested in? You know, or and you're able to take a point in the conversation you're having with them and it's being like, oh, well, did you know? I got a lot of did you knows in my head now from podcasting. You know, another reason, like you had mentioned that I really got into podcasting for was we had mentioned on this week's news episode that I feel like I don't have to do much to climb the intelligence ladder of society. That society is just proving how dumb they are over and over. And I got tired of feeling like I was the smartest person in a conversation. You know, so often I'd have conversations at the nightclub, you know, and this is no offense to any of my friends or any of the associates, you know, but I found that I had a little bit more knowledge of a lot of subjects, or I had a wider range of interests than a lot of people I was having conversations with. And it was really refreshing to be able to find conversations that were enlightening me. So I felt like a lot of times I'd be in the world enlightening other people on subjects, but not many people were dropping little knowledge, you know, niblets into my brain. So podcasting really kind of filled that void, you know, to seek out these really highly intelligent conversations. You know, I often said that if you feel you're the smartest person in the room, it's time to find a new fucking room. You know, you don't want to limit yourself in life like that. So if you find yourself to be the smartest person in a conversation, start seeking out some higher level conversation. You know, that leads us back to the same growth point. You know, you don't want to live in an echo chamber. You don't want to live in a bubble. You know, expose yourself to new ideas. Expose yourself to other perspectives, and podcasting is phenomenal in that aspect.
Yeah. And then also podcasting can lead to finding inspiration. And that's a lot of what I use. And when I talk about inspiration, I talk about through whatever you're interested in. There is a podcast community out there for every real life community, whatever you feel like you do, whatever you want to be when you grow up, whatever happens, you could go out there and find something. And Steve and I have found being a part of the Nerd Cantina, both when it started as a blog and then now through the podcast, as an enriching experience and something that the truth is, doesn't happen without podcasts that we listen to. Because Steve's talked about it in the podcast before, that he started the blog because I kind of was just poking at him as he was writing movie reviews for some other site. And I just said, hey, why don't you do your own? Well, I get those ideas through things like The Side Hustle Show, which talks a lot about bloggers and how easy it is to get started on blogging and how just taking action is the first and necessary step. And you never know what level of success you can get to if you don't step outside your comfort zone somewhere. And finding personal inspiration through that and then just trying to share it with Steve starts the Nerd Cantina, which then a year later, listening to more and more, starts us doing this podcast. And who knows where this podcast goes?
Well, and we've even pivoted with this podcast to try to do the same for others. So we've done the, you know, comic book writers kind of inspirational interview ourselves. You know, we've done the Kickstarter interview ourselves, and partially it was for our own benefit because we were interested in that too. But we put it out there into the world so that other people listening might get that same motivation from our show that we receive from other shows that put us in this position now also.
And it's the main reason why we have the Cantina Conversation arm of this is, yeah, we want to talk about the news and we want to talk weekly, but we also want to have cool intellectual conversations with people in fields of AI and technology, with people who are doing interesting creative endeavors that we find always inspiring. Anytime somebody just becomes a creator and not only a consumer. It's become a big part of our life and our direction. And like, it's very, very enriching being a part of this.
I almost feel guilty listening to music in the car now because I feel like I'm wasting an opportunity to better myself. You know, I don't have very much. I say all the time, 24 hours in a day isn't enough for me. I need 30. I need 30-hour days if I want to accomplish everything that I want to do in an entire day. You know, so to listen to music in a car ride just for like soothing entertainment when I could be listening to a discussion that will actually better my life. It's not that I don't listen to music at all. Every once in a while, you know, I got a short ride and I don't want to get into the middle of a conversation that I'm gonna have to stop. So those are the times I listen to my music. But for the most part, I have long drives at work and I truly try to take those times to make myself a better human, make myself a more intelligent person and, you know, a better functioning ape in society.
It's all I do. I mean, I have essentially almost a 2-hour commute every day. It's podcasts there. I can go on an hour long run and it's podcast time. I'm mowing the lawn. It's podcast time. Kids in the car. It's kids podcast time. They know they have to on occasion endure some kid generated podcasts that I make them listen to, both on talking to kids, as in adults talking to kids on podcasts. But then there's also some podcasts of kids telling stories and kids doing stuff. And I like my kids to listen to it to show them that there are kids out there doing entrepreneurial endeavors. There are kids out there creating things in the world. So I like them to listen to that stuff. It's all a part of, again, I use podcasts to hopefully make me a better parent. There's a group called the Dad Edge podcast. The Dad Edge and the Facebook group that I think every father should join. They have great conversations with great guests that are experts in the field of some arm of parenting.
You linked me one on the theory of giving your kids allowances that I think really changed my perspective on how I should educate my kids about money, how I should handle in integrating budgets and spending with my kids. There's phenomenal podcasts on every subject. And if you find that you have a niche interest and there isn't a good podcast on that, you should probably fucking start one. It could be a lucrative endeavor. And even if it's not a lucrative endeavor, me and Ken are in the red on this. Let's put it like that. We are not profiting from doing this show at all.
And that's not even talking about like not paying us for our time. Like, no, we just spend money to make this.
Yeah, literally. But at the same time, you know, what we talked about when I started the blog, I found writing my reviews for movies was very therapeutic. There is something soothing and calming to the soul about putting your thoughts into the world and having them received positively or negatively. I'm a giant asshole, folks. Like, if you haven't picked that up by now, I am an ape of a human.
Verified.
And And whether you agree with me or disagree with me means nothing to me, but just putting my thoughts out there and having them received and starting that conversation, starting that dialogue is very therapeutic to me. I don't like living in my own head all the time. I constantly think about these subjects. I constantly have these thoughts and opinions in my head, and just leaving them bottled up there tends to be stressful at times and tends to really bog down my brain. I've found in the last year of writing the blog and putting out these podcasts now that it is a very therapeutic thing. I get all these thoughts out and they don't sit in my brain anymore. Once I put it out into the world, it kind of leaves my brain and makes room for new subjects, new thoughts, new opinions, new projects. So if you have an interest that you find is lacking in the podcast or blogging world, I highly recommend start writing. I've never considered myself a writer in my life. I was a math kid. I was a chemistry kid. I was an engineering major in college. I almost failed English in high school, you know, and to write my thoughts out, put them into the world, have them received, you know, on an average well, is very shocking to me. So don't let the fact that you know, like, I've never wrote anything in my life stop you from doing this. You know, it's not something that you need a certification, you know, to do. You don't need anything but your own thoughts to start. Like, don't worry about what other people think or if what your notions of what your capabilities are. I highly recommend just jumping into the deep end of the pool and learning how to swim.
Yeah. And as long as, you know, if you go into it with the goals of you're trying to, hey, share a message with people who may benefit from it and create a community around whatever you're doing, then the proof is in the fact that you're listening to two idiots with no money who have published a podcast for people to listen to. And that's what we've accomplished. You know, we're not quitting our day jobs, but we're enjoying
and in that realm, you know, we've gotten to meet some really interesting people. You know, we did an interview with Rachel Cowart about video games and kids. I got to interview Cory Doctorow, which is, you know, one of the highlights of my endeavor of this so far. You know, the man was brilliant, and to be able to sit down and him give me a little bit of his time and talk about the things that interest him was great. I did an interview with a Chicago Bear, Israel Adonje. I've a Bears logo tattooed on my leg. That was fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Like, the doors have opened, you know, by just taking a little bit of initiative, a little bit of my knowledge and putting it out there has now opened countless doors and options that I can try to pursue and take forward. So, you know, don't let the fear, you know, and we've said this on the other podcasts, the creator podcast that we've done interviews, is don't let your own fear hold you back from something. That is not a valid excuse to not do things.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think anybody who's listening to this is already sold on podcasts. And we really just wanted to get it out there again, because it's been so influential what we're doing. And now we've been doing this podcast for a couple months and still love what we're doing. And it's fun having the community that we're part of.
Well, and I wrote the article and I wanted to do this show. For those that are listening, you are probably an avid podcaster, but if you have friends that are kind of teetering on the, like, I don't know if I could just listen to two people talk in my car while I'm on my way to work, it's like da 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 da. You can share that article or you can share this podcast with them, and, you know, maybe we can give them that nudge to push them over the edge to start subscribing to some of their interests and whatnot. You know, we got fantasy football season coming up soon. There's a shit ton of fantasy football podcasts out there, you know, so I know a lot of the fantasy footballers aren't the podcasting type, but maybe you should be. You know, it might be another avenue to get you that trophy that you've been yearning for. I know I got mine on my mantle, motherfucker. That was a little dig at my brother.
Yeah, just for I would say you only went that direction just so you could say that. but yeah, and if you're a podcast listener who only kind of stays in one arm of podcasting, like being entertained and sticking to entertainment. Hey, try out something new. See if you can build some skills. See if you could gain some new perspectives. It's a wide open community with these podcasts to go ahead and learn or be exposed to just about anything. So encourage you to go out there and do it.
So with that, I think we're wrapping up. But before we wrap up, I want to at least give a shout out to some of our favorite podcasts. You know, we mentioned a few already. I mentioned Making Sense with Sam Harris. That's the one that I kind of religiously go to get some counter perspectives on a lot of the political aspects and stuff. We had mentioned the Rubin Report. There's the Ben Shapiro Show. But a lot of my entertainment ones that I listen to are like the Nerdy Bitches podcast. I like having the female perspective of nerd culture. They will be coming on the show in the future sometime soon. So I really like listening to those ladies. We had Take a Knee from Marvel versus DC on the other week. Those guys are doing good things in the Nerd Avenue. The Cheers to Comics podcast. Brian's doing some really interesting things, going in depth on comics. So if you're a comic fan, you can go to him. Movie Geek and Proud, that's another fellow podcaster that we talk to. I like his perspective. He's a gay man reviewing films. So I like I said, we said before, it's good to get outside perspective. So I don't ever want to feel like I'm living in my bubble. And I feel that other people living different lives have a valid, you know, opinion and perspective that I should be hearing. Some of the educational ones I listen to are, I love Stuff You Should Know. It's about a 45-minute show. They pick every week. They just pick a different subject. They do extensive research on it. The guys are funny and quirky, and they just give you the lowdown on, God, I can't even go over the list of topics. it's just so random what they choose to teach you about. Same thing with Stuff to Blow Your Mind. It's just, you learn a lot from these things. And then we mentioned the king of podcasters, Joe Rogan. He does everything. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to like or listen to every one of his shows, but if you scroll through the thousands of episodes that he's put out, he's going to be talking to somebody that interests you about something. So, you know, you can give him a shot. What are some of the ones that you'd like to give, let our audience know?
So I mentioned a lot of my favorite ones already, but I think, like, you know, the TED Talks and TED interviews are always well produced, put together, and they cover just about every topic. Again, on the skills side, I'm a big believer in using it for skills building. So whatever that means for you, the ones I use is Dead Edge, Side Hustle Show, Smart Passive Income. I like the Tim Ferriss Show, who just speaks to industry leaders across every industry, and he just tries to pick apart really what makes them successful. And then there's a host of family generated podcasts that I also like. Lately, I've been listening to the podcast just because I got on a history kick. I wanted to learn a little bit about history, and there's one called History That Doesn't Suck. So I went back and started listening to the first episode there, and it's covering this first season is covering the Revolutionary War.
You've often recommended me is the Choose FI guys.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm a believer in some of the FIRE movement, the financial independence, retire early community. So a lot of the investing strategies, financial strategies and stuff that belongs in the FIRE movement. So Choose FI being probably my favorite one in there, but Bigger Pockets on the real estate side also has a Bigger Pockets business podcast and a Bigger Pockets money podcast, which is all about financial awareness, financial understanding, investing knowledge. All of those are always in my queue as well.
So yeah, like we said, scroll through the top trending shows, you know, Google people that interest you and what podcasts they've been guests on. You can find some good ones that way. You know, I'm a big Neil deGrasse Tyson fan, so I seek out.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about Star Talk. I love Star Talk.
Yeah, I seek out whenever he's on somebody else's podcast too, because I like when people ask him questions. You know, he's great to listen to on his own. He does a good job with his show. But I like when dumber people get to pick a smarter person's brain, you know, because I really relate to that.
Goal. I will know that we've made it when Neil deGrasse Tyson gets interviewed by us two dummies here.
Yeah, so you set your goal at Neil. I set my goal at Harris. Like if Sam ever would sit down with my dumbass, I know that I should probably just fold it up after that.
Oh yeah, I mean we're outside of his niche. If Sam Harris is coming on,
Ricky Gervais on last week.
If he's coming on the Nerd Cantina, things have gone wrong for Sam.
Or really right for us, asshole.
but yeah, so I think we've covered this. What I'll ask is, hey, for those of you listening, visit us over at thenerdcantina.com/community, or if you're already a member of our Facebook group, just jump on and let us know what podcast you're listening to. We'll start a thread. You can also visit our show notes here at thenerdcantina.com/show24. And then you can leave a comment on the show page and just let us know, hey, what are your favorite podcasts? Do you have any that have really changed your life, changed your mindset, that have driven you or inspired you to take action, or just something that that you think is great conversation at a bar?
And if you're a fellow podcaster, join the community also. Every Tuesday, we allow all our fellow podcasting, all our fellow creators. It's a self-promotional Tuesday. So on Tuesday, whatever you're working on in your nerd life, you put a link on the page. We don't want to spam our community every day with people's works. So we try to limit it to every Tuesday. And if you're a fellow podcaster listening to this show and you want to be part of the community and use it as a way to expand into our community also, take that opportunity. Let us know what you're working on Tuesday and, you know, enjoy on the fun.
All right. Well, with all that said, hey, join the community, subscribe, like, and share our podcast. Hopefully you've gained something from listening and find some new fans so that way they can be a part of future conversations.
With that said, I'll see you next week, nerds.
Real quick, we just wanted to mention one of our favorite new apps, which is PodCoin. So assuming that because you're listening to our podcast today, that you happen to be a podcasting nerd. And if you are, I can't see any reason why you wouldn't want to get paid for your time.
I'm a big fan of getting paid to do stuff that I do in my daily routine. Anyways, I have signed up for all the rewards programs possible. And with PodCoin, you actually get paid to listen to podcasts. So every minute that goes by that you're listening to your podcast, you are throwing away potential money.
So go ahead, download PodCoin app on either through iTunes or through the Google Play Store. And when you sign up with the promo code Nerd Cantina.
One word. That'll get you 300 free coins towards your account and get you on your way to earning that first reward from either Amazon gift card, Target gift cards, all kinds of things. You could also donate your coins to your favorite charity that they offer. If you're going to be listening to podcasts anyways, you might as well get some free stuff for doing it. So download the PodCoin app, put in the code the Nerd Cantina, get your free coins, and start earning money while you listen to our show.